Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
All right, back at it again. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. I'm Will Salvin. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. This was a busy weekend for 29 teams around the league conducting their rookie minicamps. Among those impressing their new fan bases was the 11th overall pick, Justin Fields. The new Bears QB was known for his speed in college and even ran a 4.440 at his pro day. That may be why Chicago head coach Matt Nagy says so far the NFL game hasn't been too fast for Fields.
A lot of times the quarterback can go to the wrong read. A lot of times the quarterback's thinking about how do I take a snap and get the snap and where do I step at the clock at 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock before I fake the play action. Where do I snap my head nod? Like all that stuff that we teach him, he did the first day fairly easily.
Titans first round pick Caleb Farley was not on the field at the team's rookie mini camp as he rehabs from back surgery, but the quarterback is ahead of the curve mentally. Farley says he's been studying the Titans playbook since they gave it to him the day after he was selected. Here's Tennessee head coach Mike Vrabel on the main takeaways for what he wanted his rookies to accomplish over the weekend.
I think the message and that I've tried to continue to preach to our veteran players and our rookie players is coaches, everybody is coming and try to make a daily impact and make an impact on this organization, make an impact on this team. And you know, I think the easiest way for them is to do that is by being coachable, learning what to do, not making the same mistakes twice, trying to take the coaching from the meeting rooms to the field and then the coaching that they receive on the field, translating that to the next player the next time that they get the opportunity. So that's really the way that they can, I think, make the biggest impact each day to this team.
A veteran player looking to make an immediate impact upon his return from an injury is Cowboys star Dak Prescott. Dallas opening up on the road against Tom Brady and the Super Bowl champion Bucks in the kickoff game September 9th. Prescott is 2-0 in his career against the Bucks. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, his coach Mike McCarthy is encouraged by Dak's rehab progress thus far. So, Coach McCarthy, are we going to see Dak on the field when training camp opens up later this summer?
Yeah, I have no reason not to think that, and I think this week in phase two will be a nice step in that direction. I think he'll do most things. I mean, there's a plan in place that's coordinated with Britt and Jim in the training room, and so. But I know he feels really good. He's really has had some excellent workouts here the last couple of weeks. So, but I see him doing most of the work.
Now to the Aaron Rodgers situation in Green Bay as the Packers try to mend the relationship with the reigning MVP. The Pack have a long way before the season opener September 12th at New Orleans, so naturally head coach Matt LaFleur was asked about the progress of second-year quarterback Jordan Love if things don't work out with Rodgers.
How do you prepare Jordan Love? Do you start to work on him as though he's going to be the starter? Do you have to find out things that he likes just in case you don't have Aaron?
Yeah, Tom, I'm not going to make any assumptions about anything at this point. We're just going to take it day to day. But I think every player on our roster is got to have the mentality that they're going to be the guy. If not, when you do get your opportunity, you will not be prepared for it. But I've got nothing new to update, and we still obviously feel the same way. It's we want him back in the worst way. I know he knows that, and we'll continue to work at it each and every day.
That's definitely a storyline we'll be keeping our eyes on all off season. Meanwhile, in other news, Kelvin Benjamin had 1,000 yards as a rookie wide receiver back in 2014 for the Panthers and then general manager Dave Gettleman. Well, Gettleman, who is now the GM in New York, has signed Benjamin after an impressive tryout at the team's rookie minicamp. Benjamin, who last suited up in a game during the 2018 season, will now be a tight end. This, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Well, make sure to download a brand spanking new episode of the Around the NFL podcast. Join Dan Hansis, Mark Sessler, Greg Rosenthal, and Erica Tamposi for all the latest news delivered with a dose of humor. Well, have yourself a great week, everybody. I'm Will Selba, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.